Since a few weeks, we are witnessing multiple coordinated and well-planned and organized attacks by all the gangs in Port-au-Prince mainly. Several public institutions, ministries were attacked. The port was attacked twice, the airport also, and hundreds of houses were attacked, looted, destroyed by the gangs, forcing the population to flee. And most of the people fleeing also are children and women. Since the last 3 weeks, 50,000 people managed to flee Port-au-Prince to the south of the country mainly by their own means. They are terrorized and try to find a way to flee. And this is adding to more than 120,000 people who managed to flee in the last few months to the south of the country. Children are really, and families, they are left to themselves. The police is very tired. They are attacked in multiple places in Port-au-Prince, and they cannot really cope with the level of violence generated by the armed group since a few weeks. So children are left to themselves, lack of security, lack of protection. So basically, there is a ramping violence in Port-au-Prince, deeply impacting on the daily life of children and families. Multiple schools were attacked, sometimes burned by armed group, occupied by armed group. The access to the education is currently denied to several hundred thousand of children in Port-au-Prince.
So right now in Port-au-Prince, there are no children who are going to school, is that correct?
Yeah, not everywhere. Pending the attacks, pending the location where the insecurity is, children cannot go to school indeed. But we have to admit that since the beginning of the year, it's around 900 schools who are in fact closed because the level of the violence, occupation by gangs, but also schools are also occupied by displaced people. So The population who is fleeing the attacks are looking for schools as a safe haven, and it's in fact jeopardizing also the education of the children who were in all these schools. So we have thousands of children currently not being able to pursue the education.
It sounds a pretty desperate situation.
Children are killed, wounded, raped, displaced, and denied, you know, to the access to basic services, and including schools and health center and hospital. More than 60% of the hospital currently in Port-au-Prince are not functional. There is a lack of fuel, electricity, a shortage of blood, of health commodities, and of staff. There is only two surgical trail functioning in Port-au-Prince currently. So the situation is becoming desperate for children.
You've been on the ground in Port-au-Prince. You're based there despite the very dangerous and violent situation. You've met parents and children. What have they been telling UNICEF?
The parents, they want security. They want protection for their children. And they would like to have stability in the country for the moment. They really would like to pursue the support they are giving to their children to continue the education. Education is really at the heart of each family in Haiti. It's really one of the highest value they have, you know, to give a future to their children. And currently we are assisting on education, you know, that it's under threat in Port-au-Prince mainly, but also in some of the departments like Artibonite, which is the historical food basket in Haiti. This department of 2 million people is also cut in two by armed group, and many children go to school also there.
These schools have closed down. You mentioned 900. What's happened to them? Some are being occupied by the gang. Some are being used for shelters. How?
Yeah, basically, a lot of schools are not accessible because the violence is ramping around it. So children cannot go back to the original school. Some of the schools are occupied by gangs. Some of the schools are occupied by displaced people also. And some of the schools were looted and destroyed, burned, you know. Like last week, we had two schools entirely burned by gangs, so children cannot go back there to schools. We have also a situation where thousands of children were trapped because the fightings a few months ago amongst gangs also, before the coalition. So end of last year, we had 3,500 children trapped in two schools in La Saline. And UNICEF, we took 3 to 4 days to engage with the armed group, asking them to allow these children to be free up and be saved. And the most difficult moment were when the last 70 young girls, adolescents, completely, entirely terrorized, were liberated and evacuated after 4 days of negotiations with armed groups. So as I'm speaking now, these 3,500 children could never go back to their schools because it's a battlefield as I'm speaking now.
How are they doing? It sounds a very traumatic experience.
Most of the children in Port-au-Prince are traumatized. There is really a need for psychosocial support for most of the children in Port-au-Prince. While they go to school, they have sometimes to protect themselves because the bullets and the fighting in the streets. But they are also witnessing a lot of people dying in the street, dead bodies, burnt alive. So there is a heavy traumatism currently affecting all children in Port-au-Prince.
Children are missing out on education. How vulnerable does that make them?
Well, since the last 3-4 years, with the multiple crises and aggravation of the situation, 100,000 of children are missed already at least 1 year. And this year will be another year where hundreds of thousands of children will lose their education again. So it's jeopardizing the future. They are lacking of hope for the future currently.
What difference can UN agencies on the ground, like UNICEF, make given the very dangerous and volatile situation?
We have to understand that the level of the violence is mainly in Port-au-Prince, its capital, and one of the departments. That's where, despite the high level of violence, parents are still wanting to send their children at school in very dangerous situations. So we are currently working with the Ministry of Education to call for all the actors and leaders to respect the right for education and to ensure that school could remain a safe haven for children. We are also supporting school directors and teachers to get some basic education material and ensure that there is a more conducive environment for learning. But inside of the country, there is, in all the departments where the children continue to go to school, basically the parents are facing a terrible decapitalization. So poverty is ramping and increasing across the country, and it's becoming very difficult for the parents to sustain the cost or the extra fees for education. So we are currently witnessing a progressive dropout of children from schools on all the territories. And all these displaced children looking for space in other schools in the departments because they are fleeing Port-au-Prince, they sometimes don't find the space and the parents cannot send all their children at school. So they choose to send one of the two or one of the four children to school and the other one they have to stay home and eventually working to contribute to find some money to survive. We know now that in Haiti we have 5 million people living in acute food insecurity. So the level of vulnerability of the population and mainly children is increasing on day by day. Malnutrition is increasing now by 30% across the territory. So World Food Programme and UNICEF, we are working with the government and decentralized authorities to address jointly this growing food insecurity and malnutrition across the country.
To what extent can we talk about a lost generation of young Haitians?
That's ongoing. Since the last 3-4 years, so many children drop out of school and lost 1 to 2 years sometimes of the education. So there is a sense of desperation also growing and lack of hope. Parents are losing the hope in for better days in Haiti. They are desperate for stability, for security and protection. The right to life is becoming so crucial.